Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Katie Nola, and she's the Director of Consumer Affairs for Iowa Egg Council. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
Katie, I just have to say this. We're going to have breaking news related to eggs. Somehow that seems appropriate. Breaking news. And the first breaking news I want to have you mention is about the egg recipe contest.
Yes, we just held our incredible egg recipe cooking contest, and we announced the winners in May, National Egg Month, and we have all of those winning recipes. So there were six of them because we had two categories, adult division and student division, and we have all those up on our website, and we are in the process of creating new recipe cards, so those will be ready just in time for the state fair. So they'll be hot off the press and ready to hand out.
And do you still serve samples at the Iowa State Fair?
Of course we do. Yes, yes. Everyone comes to the fair and they're expecting it.
Okay.
So we have to fulfill that for everyone. And, you know, last year we handed out 146,000 eggs on a stick.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
I know there's
really
always a line there. I mean, if you and I'm probably there in the middle of the afternoon. You know, maybe if you go really early, you wouldn't have quite as such a line. But that's good. People want to come taste your incredible edible eggs.
Right. And I really don't think there's a great time because, you know, I feel like the line, it's just nonstop all day.
Okay.
And so that's good. People know that they can get an egg on a stick in the ag building, and they know that it's one of the healthiest things that they can eat at the Iowa State Fair.
Sure gives lots of protein. It's sort of that sustenance for the day, especially I guess whatever time of day, but I'm thinking if you start in the morning, man, that gives you good sustenance for the whole day when you're out there at the Iowa State Fair. So but you don't have to wait till the Iowa State Fair to try out some of these recipes.
Right. You can, you know, get on our website today at iowaegg.org and get on there and click on some of the recipes and print them off and try them out yourself. We actually have the cooking contest winners on there right now, and we also have last year's decadent dessert recipes. All those winners are on there too. So, you know, just in time too for the 4th of July.
Yes.
A lot of great recipes to share with family and friends.
Yes. And eggs are a perfect thing to take on a picnic or, you know, some people, now this is probably their own family recipe, but their potato salad and deviled eggs, I think, are two things that people expect at a lot of picnics.
Oh, I agree. I feel like it's two of the staple items. Even when I'm, you know, going to a party or if I'm having one, it's like deviled eggs and potato salad.
Yep.
It's,
gotta,
you know,
have those.
They're staples. Yep.
Yes. So, okay. So that, and we'll mention this again, the website is pretty easy. What's the address?
It's iowaegg.org.
Okay, for the Iowa Egg Council. Makes sense, Katie. Well, the other breaking news I sort of hesitated about because I've been telling people that we shouldn't boil eggs. We should hard cook them and giving out the instructions for that. And you're telling me, hey, there's a new way to hard boil eggs.
I know. I hear that your hesitation in your voice. It's hard for you to say hard boil.
Yes, it is.
I understand. It's been difficult for me, too. Yes, the American Egg Board, they have come out with a new technique to boil eggs. And, you know, the old method was put the eggs in the pan, put about an inch of water over the eggs, bring them to a boil, remove from the heat, put a lid on them, and let them sit for 12 minutes. The new method is bring about an inch of water to a boil, then you add the eggs, and then you put the lid on it, and you let them sit on the heat for 12 minutes.
And so they're boiling this whole time.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
but the difference, now we have to go back and say, in the difference when we saw that before was an inch of water more than the eggs. Now it's just an inch of water. So the eggs aren't covered with water.
No, they're not. And so then they also say it's more like steaming the eggs. You know, once we put the lid on the pan, it's basically like you're steaming. And then you do the same thing afterwards as you did for the old method, which is run cold water over them or put them in an ice bath. But it's amazing how much better they peel. The shell literally comes off in one. It's completely intact. You know, you break it and it just falls off.
It's so great. And before, to get them off, it said, you know, you crack them all over and then you run them underwater. You just crack them once and it comes off? Is there a little bit of difference there?
Oh, huge difference. And a lot of time saving.
Yes.
You know, they're saying it's about 30%. You save about 30% more time doing this new method than the other way.
And have they talked about whether it makes any difference whether those eggs are the freshest eggs or whether, again, they're still saying it might be easier if they are a week old or more?
Yes, still recommending that, you know, older eggs always feel better than fresh eggs.
Older eggs, how long is it safe? How long are the eggs still usable if I keep them in my refrigerator in the carton they came from or came in? How long can I keep those eggs in the refrigerator?
Are you referencing after the expiration date? Fresh.
I'm not even, from the time I bring them home from the store, I put them in my refrigerator, and how long can I leave them in there before I think, I got to throw these away?
Well, conventional eggs, they're always at the grocery store within 2 to 3 days from the egg being laid, and then they will, you know, always have the expiration date, and we say eggs are still good to use 2 to 3 weeks after the expiration date.
Okay. 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's, when you think about it, that's longer than almost any other fresh, uncooked food that you wouldn't want to leave it that long. So eggs are really special, I think.
Oh, very special. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I sort of interrupted our thought about the hard-boiled eggs, because we probably don't want to leave them in their shells in the refrigerator for 3 weeks.
No, we don't. So when you hard boil eggs, we say 5 days in their shell. But if you've already peeled them, eat within 3 days.
Okay. Some good things to remember there in terms of keeping those eggs. Of course, the best thing to do is just go ahead and eat them.
Exactly.
But
wait.
But they make good snacks. So if you want to do up maybe half a dozen, whatever, and peel them and have them ready to go, they make great snacks.
Great snacks, especially during the summer months with anyone that has children at home, such as myself. I mean, my son tells me every day, Mom, I just had 5 eggs for a snack. So, you know, it's great just to have something healthy that the kids can just reach in the fridge and grab.
Yes. Now, some people are going, 5 eggs. Now, this is a young man who's active, but let's talk about recommendation for eggs, because it used to be for health, you'd say, oh, goodness, you're really limited on the number of eggs you can eat. What's the new recommendation or lack?
According to the dietary guidelines that just came out in January, you know, in the past, they always had a daily recommendation for eggs because they were concerned about the cholesterol in them. Well, now they do not have a daily recommendation as far as eggs are concerned because they've realized that it's not the cholesterol that's in food that is increasing one's cholesterol in their blood, because blood cholesterol and food cholesterol are two totally different things, and they've actually incorporated eggs into all of their 3 recommended healthy eating patterns. So, yeah, they're saying eat up eggs.
Okay. And people sometimes get confused and get frustrated because the recommendations do change. But I try to remind myself and remind others that nutrition is a relatively new science and an ongoing science. We're going to continue to find out new things all the time.
Yes, definitely. And that's why, you know, just as in the medical field, they say it's a practice. The nutritional field is the same. It's a practice. Nothing is perfected. They're still, you know, working on it. It's practice. So you just have to believe in what they find.
What we know so far. This is the good stuff we know so far, but there may be new stuff coming. So I guess we just need to continue to be informed. And one of the ways we can do that related to eggs is to go to your website.
Of course.
And that is?
It's iowaegg.org. And we are also on social media. So anyone that's on Facebook or Twitter and Pinterest, we're always sharing lots of recipes on Pinterest. So check us out on there, too.
All right. And we want to thank you very much, Katie Nola, for visiting about eggs. And Katie is the director of the Consumer Affairs for Iowa Egg Council. So we want to thank you very much. And maybe we'll see you at the Iowa State Fair.
That sounds great. Thanks, Levine.
Okay. And until next time, let's remember to explore the possibilities of the incredible edible egg.